The federal grant of $100,000 will pay for stripping away part of the playground asphalt at Lloyd Street School in Milwaukee and installing a rain garden. The garden will have native plants and vegetation that'll try to keep some moisture out of local storm sewers. Sharon Adams is with Walnut Way Conservation Corporation, a private nonprofit that promotes environmental and economic projects in Milwaukee's inner city. Adams says the rain garden will be priceless.
And one of the reasons it's priceless is because it's teaching our young people to be stewards. They will be informed, they will be empowered to really take care of our earth.
EPA's acting regional administrator came up from Chicago today to announce the grant. Bharat Mathur acknowledges a small rain garden won't solve Milwaukee's water pollution woes. He says EPA is working with several communities in the Great Lakes Basin on the issue of combined sewer overflows and contaminated runoff.
Either directly or through the state. And we are quite hopeful that the state of Wisconsin, working with the city of Milwaukee, is working on some solutions. We realize that some of these take time, but we are hopeful that Milwaukee is and the sewer district is trying to do the right thing, and including working with some of the suburban communities.
Mathur says he has no reason to doubt newly revised estimates from Milwaukee sewer officials that the amount of sewage dumped into Lake Michigan last June was much less than previously reported. He says any heavy rainfalls in the next few weeks will show if the Milwaukee sewer system has made enough improvements. Meanwhile, Democrats on the Sewer District Board say Republican County Executive Scott Walker needs to do more to reduce outflow from some county storm sewers. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.